Maserati joins the burgeoning SUV market later this year with its recently unveiled Levante luxury SUV. Some quarters have criticised the Italian company, suggesting an SUV was not true to its sporting heritage. However, at its second reveal at the recent New York International Auto Show, Maserati's boss, Harold Wester, defended the company's foray into luxury SUVs. After all, Bentley has recently released their Bentayga. On paper, the Maserati Levante looks a winner, the local importer confident they can generate about 1,000 sales a year. I've just tested the top-line Maserati Quattroporte GTS Saloon, and I'm pleased to say for 2016, the Italians have listened to our requests for a more compliant suspension on normal setting. My test on local and country roads showed the Quattroporte up as a very satisfying sports saloon. Importantly, the 3.8-litre V8 is now Euro 6 compliant, cutting fuel economy and reducing emissions by up to 12%. At $331,000, it sits in rarefied territory. Just 240 saloons were sold in the first quarter, above $100,000. In this segment, the Maserati is the third bestseller, behind the top-selling BMW 7 and S-Class Mercedes. What I like most is the Quattroporte's individuality, a simply stunning upper luxury sports saloon. I'm David Berthon.